Hey everybody, welcome to Ears to Feel. We are excited to have you this week as we launch Tell It Tuesday. Join in with Denise and send her an email if you would like to share your story and testimony of what you and the Lord have overcome in your life.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Ears to Feel. I'm Denise, and this week I am really excited to let you know what we've got planned here at Ears to Feel next. So, being today's Tuesday, our new episode today is called Tell It Tuesday. Now, as this episode has unveiled itself to me through prayer and through things that I think the Lord has wanted us to do, and through talking with other people who have expressed an interest in being on the podcast and telling their story and the things that they've walked through in their journey in life, it sort of came to life. So I'm very excited about that. So every Tuesday we will have a Tell It Tuesday podcast episode where you will get the opportunity to tell your story. Share your message of what Jesus has done for you and everything you've overcame or maybe you're walking through. So if you're interested in being on the podcast, and for those of you that have expressed interest in case I've misplaced your information, you can drop me a line at earstofeel@gmail.com and just let me know a little bit about yourself and why you want to be on an episode of Tell It Tuesday. So I'm really looking forward to that. So considering the fact that today is Tell It Tuesday, I'm going to tell a little bit about my testimony and my story to kind of kick it off, to give you an idea of what we're trying to do and how we're trying to invite people to just be real, to be yourself, to give gratitude to God for everything He's done for you and for the things that you thought you would have never gone through, and praise God you did. So, as I begin, of course, my journey for the Lord and trying to learn about Him and just life in general began in Louisiana, South Louisiana. As a child, I was a Catholic, and we went to Mass, we went to confession, I learned about the Lord through catechism in the best way that I could at that time with the resources available to me as a Catholic. Then we went to and visited a Baptist church and started attending there, where I was saved and baptized, and I grew a little more at a young age. By the time I was in junior high, I was going to a private school, which was Assembly of God affiliated. So my knowledge of the Lord increased and grew a little bit more, and the Lord was able to kind of raise me up and show me things that I had never seen before and teach me about gifts of the Spirit and just basically broaden my horizons spiritually. Then by the beginning, the summer before my ninth grade year, we left Louisiana totally and took a new journey and decided to go to East Texas, where we moved to a little small town and had a 1A school and just totally different than the hometown I had just come from. And so there we began going to another small country Baptist church, which I enjoyed and met a lot of great people that I went to school with. But it was at this church that I first learned about praise reports, about testimony nights. And I remember as a high schooler going, not me. I'm not standing up in front of anybody telling anything for any reason. It wasn't going to happen. But it opened my eyes to the practicality and the power that speaking about what Jesus can do for you in your daily life with other people, what strength that provided. I learned as a young high schooler that Jesus is real. These are real stories these people are telling. And these are not actors. They're not people that I don't know. I know some of the stories that they're talking about and the things that they've gone through and the ordeals they've survived. And this Jesus is real. He's doing real things through prayer. And it strengthened me as a high schooler to the power of a praise report, of a testimony. That's where I first started understanding how important it is to give your testimony. Tell It Tuesday. Did I know back then that today that little bitty seed would have birthed this? No, not at all. Because there was many, many, many miles of traveling, good and bad roads, before we got here. But isn't that how God works? He takes all the pieces of this puzzle he's trying to make for us. And as we're sifting through, and we're losing a piece here, and we're losing a piece there, and we're taking this road and that road and making that bad choice, gathering up all of our little pieces that we think we're creating our puzzle, God's in the background going, I got you over here. I need you over here. I'm assembling this puzzle. You just need to relax and trust me. That's what we do in life, right? So, but as I was learning, and as the Lord was imprinting in my heart and in my mind what He can do, that's what helped me form and create a spiritual life and a way to tap into and hold on to God, which is the next phase was young adulthood and marriage and being a mom and all the things that come with that. And for me, it was an exhilarating time. I lived to be a wife and a mom. That's what I felt my calling was. That's what I wanted to do. During that time, also though, brought some very trying and difficult times for us, our family, for myself personally. We walked through some very dark seasons due to medical issues with one of our children. And they were extremely challenging at that time. And for many, many years, it was one of those things where you don't have the answers. You can't fix the problem. You can't reverse it. You can't change it. You just have to walk it out. And in that walking out is where I learned to dig deep, to trust in my faith in God, to fall back on the belief system that had been in place as a younger child. But it was also during this time that I experienced my first personal failure, where I became fractured as a woman, as a Christian, in my marriage, in my life in general. I no longer was able to straddle both lives. I had, in a sense, held on to my self-control for so long and leaned on my ability to cope through these seasons of difficulty that I let go of God's hand somehow. And we do it gradually, don't we? It's not something where it's just a switch from one rope to the next. It's a gradual transition where after a few years you just look back and you're like, I don't really know what happened there. I'm not really sure how I went from I let go of God's hand and trusted myself and made a mess of everything in the process and fell. But it happens. As I'm sure many of you have discovered in your life, that when you let go of God's hand and you think you've got it under control, and you got this, and you're going to chart your own destiny, God help us all, because that's when we make a mess of things, when we put us in the mix instead of keeping God at the center. Through that journey and all that dark path that I walked from that point forward was a disaster. But it was a learning experience at the same time. There was a void there that I was trying to find. Didn't know what it was. Didn't know how to find it. I just knew I needed an escape. Life had gotten too big, too hard, too challenging, and it was too much for me. And my religious faith fell. I didn't know how to hold on anymore. Couldn't even reach out to figure out who to ask to help me. And the escape that I sought was through laughter and joy, because the other side of my life seemed to have lost that. And it was hard and dark, and oftentimes the challenge of death was there, and it was ever present. So I reached for something lighter. At the time, Satan presented it as a better alternative, a light-hearted alternative, a fun alternative. You don't need this, you need this. And I did, as many do, I took the fun path. And it was, at times. I walked through doors that I would have never thought I walked through. I went to clubs. I went dancing. And I loved to dance. Didn't even know how when I walked through the door the first time. But Satan is a master. He will create things that we enjoy to keep us enjoying for the long haul, right? That's how he operates. For me, it was dancing. I loved it. But in that process of going to those places and doing those things and entertaining the dark paths and thoughts that I was doing at that time, I learned a little bit about judgment. I learned a little bit about, in the Christian community, this is what they were talking about. These people are who they made messages about. Those people were now me. I had become those people. And if you knew me back then, and you saw me in the clubs, but you knew me before in the church, you were probably thinking, what? And it's okay, because I understand. Looking back, I was doing the same thing. But it showed me the real compassion of Christ. It showed me what not to do as a Christian. When people are hurting, they need someone to come around them. They need somebody to reach out and say, I got you. I understand. Jesus loves you right where you're at. He will meet you where you are. I learned that all those people that I had met and came in contact with and became friends with, and they were good people in there. Not everybody that's in a club is a bad person. Let's set that straight. Not everybody who gets tattoos are bad people. Let's set that straight. Joyce Meyer even said that. Not everybody who makes bad decisions are bad people. They just made some bad choices. And it's part of their story. But it doesn't stop there, right? It doesn't stop. It goes on. And we get, if the Lord allows and we're blessed, we get opportunities to help others as they're coming through their stories. And the Lord is writing a new beginning for them, as he did with me. Like the prodigal child, because that's what I felt like. And the people that you meet, they're just going through life as well. They're looking for something. They're looking for that void that the Lord puts in us on purpose. But we oftentimes go the wrong way and in search of the wrong things to fill that void, because most of the time we don't even know we're looking for it. But in our confusion and in Satan's attacks on our minds and in telling us that this is too much, you can't bear this, you're never going to get out of this, so here, come over here and do this, or join forces with this, whatever the case may be, it's through our minds and the dark thoughts that we get into and the feeling of, I need to escape, I've got to get out of this, something has to change. And then we move our little pieces around the board until we find what it is we think we're looking for. And most of the time, once we open that door, it leads to destruction and pain and sin and bad choices and things we can't undo. Things that there are consequences, there are repercussions, like divorces happen, as in my case. Regrettable things that I wish I could undo but cannot. People were hurt, things were said, things were done, mistakes came along the way, relationships can be ruined because of things that you're partaking in during these dark paths of your life, you know, your children get hurt, all kinds of things when you open the door and let Satan in to go through something that you don't know how to go through. As was my case. And in talking to other people are dealing with the same thing. People get divorced because the pressure's too much, or they've outgrown one another, so they think, or the stress is too much, the burden is too hard, and the practicality of Christianity hasn't quite seated itself in their daily lives to understand when you're going through this, this is what you need to do and how you can do it and still survive. Those tools aren't always available to us. That experience isn't always there, but it can be. It's just sometimes we have to go through things in order to get to the other side. If we're not paying attention and learning and keeping ourselves grounded with Christ all along the way. So, as Tell It Tuesday unfolds, I want people to have the opportunity to say, Denise, I know exactly what you're talking about. This is what happened to me. This is what I walked through. This is the mess that the Lord brought me out of. This is what I did to myself, to my loved ones, to my world. I crashed it down. I destroyed it. Whatever means or methods that may be. And it happens. It does. It happens. You hear about it all the time. I want people to have a chance to say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for taking the pieces and turning them all around and helping me rebuild and create this wonderful new puzzle. And Jesus gets the credit. What a wonderful, wonderful story to tell. How that can help someone else who's still at the bottom and needs to feel that arm around their shoulder instead of that finger pointed that says, what are you doing? You have a family. What are you doing? You're making terrible choices. Or, how could you do that? You know better. That is not helpful at all. Let me just say, that is not helpful. Sin is wrong, and we can't make excuses for it. But oftentimes, people need a hug, not a lecture. They need love, not a message. They need to see by example how Christians live, not words spouted out them as you should. You could, what's wrong, how could you? That's not what they need. So I want to help anyone who walked through something similar or worse than what I did, who can look back and say, my life was a disaster during this block of time. But thank God he didn't give up on me. That's what I say, and that's why I'm so grateful. And that's what I want to help other people be able to express and be joyful. And we can all come together and strength and unity and harmony and say, praise you, Jesus, for saving a wretched person like me. And for all the people that knew you in your past, before you took the wrong road, and even after, they may still look at you and say, I knew where you were. I knew what you did. I wrote you off. Don't worry about that. That's between them and God. God loves each of us, and he is a forgiving God. He forgives their sin. He forgives our sin. And all sins are sin. So we're all worthy and redeemable. Don't worry about those that you feel are still sitting in judgment of you. Let that go. Just concentrate on what the Lord is doing for you, through you, and is how you can help other people. And Tell It Tuesday is a small part of how we can do that. So again, thank you for sharing in my journey of helping me walk through my dark path and coming out on the other side and being able to help you in yours. So thank you, and I pray you have a wonderful afternoon. And until next time, we're going to Tell It Tuesday.